Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Across the Fruited Plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network on a beautiful Wednesday night. How is everybody? By the way, we had some callers that were lined up in that last hour. Please call back in the third hour. I'd love to take your calls and we can chat about whatever the heck, especially Nancy's fridges. Yeah, I know that really angered a lot of folks out there. But what also is angering a lot of folks right now is this lockdown. How is it impacting you? Is it impacting your business? Is it impacting your plans? A lot of people make plans to go to places like Vegas, and they've had to cancel them all as well. And there's nobody to talk to better than, well, she is right in the heart of Vegas, and that is Megan Barth. You can find her at ReaganBabe.com. She reports out of Vegas. She's got her own show. Everybody knows Megan Barth, Reagan Babe. Welcome back to the show. How are you, Megan?
Hey, Dave. I'm doing good. I mean, I would love to hear the words, would you like an appetizer and a drink to start?
Wouldn't you? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When was the last time? How long has Vegas been shut down? About a month now?
March 15th, I think, or 16th. It might have been the 16th at midnight.
Okay.
It was because it was right before St. Patty's Day because, of course, a lot of people come to Vegas for St. Patty's Day. Vegas, you know, goes off on St. Patty's Day, as many communities do. So it was midnight March 16th.
Yeah, so it's 5 weeks, and, throughout a lot of parts of this country, we're facing the same thing. I haven't sat down at a restaurant. You haven't sat down at a restaurant. We haven't gone out and had a bar. We had, and it's just, I think people feel like they are a coiled spring right now, that they just want to explode. And your mayor, Carolyn Goodman, and she was the wife of Oscar Goodman, the former
yes.
mayor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the Goodmans have been here a very long time. I believe they're born and raised, as we call them here.
Yeah.
They are, the heart and soul of Las Vegas. She was a registered Democrat. I just found out she's a registered independent. And she probably left the Democrat Party when the Democrat Party left many Democrats, which was years and years ago, and she became an independent.
So she is, as you stated during the break, she is trending right now, which for
yeah.
those folks on Twitter, that's a big deal. She is talking about not being giving businesses social distancing guidelines for reopening. She just wants to reopen. She's been on a lot of media. I saw her on CNBC earlier today when I was on the elliptical. I know she's been on Anderson Cooper with CNN, for those that watch that crap. But she's talking from the perspective of she just wants to open up. But the pushback that she's getting, mostly from the mainstream media and the elites in D.C., and I know I repeat myself, Megan, is that she doesn't seem to have a plan. What are you hearing there on the ground in Vegas regarding the reopening?
Doesn't have a plan. Mm. Okay, let me tell you what's going on. The governor, who's Governor Sisolak, he's a leftist. He's no moderate Democrat. He's simply just a pawn of his pets, which are the Culinary Union, the SEIU, and the hardcore left. And he positioned himself as a moderate Democrat, but some of us knew better. Nonetheless, we see exactly who Steve Sisolak is. It doesn't matter what someone tells you. Just wait for them to show you who they are. And when they show you who they are, believe them. And what we can believe is what comes out of Steve Sisolak's mouth. Yesterday, he had an hour, quote-unquote, press conference from our capital, Carson City. I also want your listeners to realize that Nevada is more than the Strip. Okay, we are very similar in geography and topography and demographics as, say, California, mm-hmm. where you have Northern California, you have ranchers, you have small towns, you know, you have Virginia City where Mark Twain was born. We have a lot of small little towns with small businesses that operate independently from big government. And we've always been a, you know, a live free, kind of die free, battle born state. We have a lot of small business, as does America, considering that small business is the lifeblood of our economy. So, yes, the Strip is very important to the hospitality industry overall. But what he has also choked is just not the Strip. It's every single business, unless he deemed you essential, which is what we're seeing from blue governors from East Coast to West Coast. Tell me how walking into a Costco or a grocery store is somehow less risky if the same small businesses, which are much smaller in square footage, could just practice CDC guidelines. This was all what this was about. The argument should be every business is essential as long as you practice CDC guidelines. But he, like many other Democrat governors, like Governor Newsom, Governor Inslee out of Washington, Governor out of Colorado, et cetera, have used these draconian measures to basically quarantine the healthy and the sick. And what they've done is they've crushed business, small business, and revenue to that state. So yesterday he was supposed to have a conference, a news conference for 1 hour, and the title of it was Reopen Nevada. So, of course, I tune in because I'm like, oh, this is good. We're going to find out how we're going to reopen Nevada. I kid you not, David. He basically said, we don't know when we're going to reopen. We have to do testing. So a journalist asks him, how many tests do you need? How many tests do you need to reopen? And this was his answer. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Lord, this guy's in charge?
This guy is supposedly in charge. Well,
holy
he is in charge.
Cow.
Guess who else is in charge of this state? The CMO, which is the chief medical officer. Now, who is our chief medical officer? Well, I can't pronounce his name, but what I can tell you is that he's not licensed to practice medicine in the United States.
Okay. I want to get more into this. This is our short segment here. We've got Megan Barth. You can find her at ReaganBabe.com. And we're going to be talking a lot more about something that is even more serious, and that is what I think many are starting to see that the left want to achieve out of all this crisis that we're in right now, and that is changing the way that we vote, including changing the voter rolls and the voter fraud laws. And, well, Megan's going to be on top of all of this when we come back here. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And, like, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair, the second hour. And I hope wherever you are on this fine Wednesday evening across the fruited plain, 70 stations on the GCN and Salem Radio Network, that you're healthy and fine and doing well and you're catching up on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul and everything else on this Earth Day. And we've got Megan Barth, Reagan Babe, to join us. We're talking about Vegas, and we're going to be talking about the Election Integrity Project. And hey, Megan, did you also know that today is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and it is also Vladimir Lenin's birthday?
Oh, that's why the communists love it. that makes perfect sense. I did not know it was their comrade Lenin's birthday, but let's not forget on this Earth Day that a communist regime by the name of the CCP released a virus on the Earth and basically polluted the Earth with this virus. And what we have suffered since is 22 and counting million people unemployed due to the communist Chinese and how communists treat the earth.
Let me ask you your impression on everything that we've seen, because we know that the CCP, the Chinese, the Communist Party, lies. We know that they've been lying for years about the economy. We know that they've been lying, obviously, the last couple of months or 3 or 4 months regarding COVID-19. Whether it was, started by a mistake, maybe it got out of a lab. There's a lot of folks that I'm talking to right now, and these are non-tinfoil hat head dressers, okay? These are decent, normal people that are suggesting that this may have been a bioweapon, that maybe it was mistakenly let go into the wet markets, or maybe it wasn't. What do you say about all of that, and are we looking at realistically something here that may have been done on purpose?
Well, I've always believed that from the start, because I think if it was really an accident, they did one hell of a good job to try to bring down capitalism and bring down the global markets and increase their power. And this has always been China's game, right? I mean, they basically started buying up studios, they started buying up banks, they started buying up in the last crisis, they started buying up news organizations, they started funding and heavily funding into this country. They took all of our manufacturing. 98% of our antibiotics are manufactured in China. Hello, who made that deal? Who thought, you know what, that sounds like a great deal. We're going to just sign over all of our life-saving products to the communists. And quite frankly, David, I remember sitting around a pharmaceutical table 15 years ago with C-level executives, and they were so excited to tell me, because I was in the business for 23 years, and they were so excited to tell me that they were moving production to China. And I literally said at the time, is it a good idea to do business with the communists? And I think we finally are realizing what it is to do business with the communists, especially when it comes to our life-saving protection equipment, as well as our antibiotics and our pharmaceuticals that are manufactured at a 90% or more clip.
Yeah.
They basically had control over our lives and over our safety and, quite frankly, over our security. And so how best to bring down us to our knees than actually, you know, whether or not it was a mistake, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because what happened after that really is what matters. And that what matters is that they lied.
Yeah. We were talking about this in the last segment with Brent Baraducci, wealth manager, and we were talking about the realignment that occurs after this. We've had 40, 50 plus years of politicians on both sides of the aisle pushing our partnership and our reliance upon China. And now we're seeing that the chickens are coming home to roost. Do you see that being a motivation and an incentive for the politicians to restructure our relationships and become less reliant after this is all said and done?
I would say completely unreliant on China. What has China really given us? What has it done? They are the largest thieves of intellectual property. We know that. They are nothing but liars and thieves. They don't obviously want to play a fair game in capitalism. They want to overthrow capitalism, much like their comrades in the West, which can be seen in Nancy Pelosi, AOC, as she was cheering as oil was going down, Bernie Sanders and the other comrades. And so I think that communism makes strange bedfellows. And I don't think that we should really be doing deals with communists. I said that 15 years ago. I will say it again. They don't hold our best interests at heart. And pretty soon, and I think it's the real awakening that has happened across this country, because 80% of Americans believe, according to a USA Today poll just published yesterday or the day before, that 80% of Americans believe that we should not be so dependent on China. You know, I'm old enough to remember, as are you, the Made in the USA label. Well, if it's going to save the USA, it better be made in the USA. And that comes down to dog food, and that comes down to cowboy boots, and that comes down to widgets, and that comes down to pharmaceuticals. And I'm willing to pay a couple extra dollars more if I know that it was made in the USA by Americans and for Americans.
We've got a couple of minutes here before our next break here, but I think that one of the impacts that we're going to be seeing right now is on real estate in a big, big way. And you're in one of the most sensitive areas of the country. You are in a boom-bust state, very much tourism-dependent. Talk to me about your feelings of what's going to be happening right now in Vegas.
Well, my family's been in real real estate for as long as I can remember, probably 35 years. And so I have a pulse on that game. And Vegas is a very reasonable place to live. We have no state tax. So we get a lot of California refugees. And we do get a lot of California conservative refugees because of the cost of living is nearly probably 40% less. As you know, I lived in California for 23 years. I've lived in Vegas for 5 years. And my expenses has gone down considerably. However, it is the boom and the bust here. We are a very transient community, but we are benefiting from some of the flights from high-taxed blue state states into Nevada. So it will uphold certain parts of the real estate market, but they have overbuilt like they did in 2007 before the crash. And so we have a lot, because all of the planners throughout Nevada are all Democrats. All of the commissioners, we have seven in Clark County, all Democrats, and they love high density housing because it's diverse and it's green. And so they'll plop down these not single family homes, but multi unit homes, condos, what have you, all rentals. And they'll plop them, you know, by the thousands in these wide open spaces. So that's really what's going to suffer. I think we're going to see a lot in that the rental, what they've overbuilt in rentals, I think is going to suffer because they were pricing those rentals close to like L.A. prices. Like it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like $1,600 for a one bedroom is unheard of in Las Vegas. You know that. You lived here.
Yeah.
But they were pricing themselves according to what the Democrats always believe is that money is an endless supply and you don't have like peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And so they always over project, overbuild, overspend. And then when the economy goes down, usually because of their regulatory policies, et cetera, then they're wondering where they're going to get more money. So guess what? They tax.
Yeah, yeah. Megan Barth, tell everybody where they can find you. And after the break, I want to get your input as far as what the Election Integrity Group, True the Vote, is doing right now in Vegas. But talk about where the folks can find you right now.
My website is ReaganBabe.com. Reagan isn't Ronald. Babe isn't Ruth. ReaganBabe.com. @ReaganBabe on Twitter, @TheReaganBabe on Instagram.
We'll be right back after the break here, folks, as everybody is going to be moving towards universal mail-in voting. We'll talk about this more after the break here at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman, don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, President Trump said he's tightening the borders to protect America.
In order to protect our great American workers, I've just signed an executive order temporarily suspending immigration into the United States. This will ensure that unemployed Americans of all backgrounds will be first in line for jobs as our economy reopens. Crucially, it will also preserve our health care resources for American patients. We have to take care of our patients. We have to take care of our great American workers. And that's what we're doing. So I've just signed it just before coming into the room. And very important, very important. And as to amending it or extending it, that we can do at the appropriate time. But it's now signed.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The truth. And welcome back. Realside Radio here. You can find us at realside.com. And if you'd like us to take your call in the third hour, please give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. I'm Dave Sussman, your host here. You can find me at Whiskey Politics on YouTube and at ricochet.com. And you can also download our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Whiskey Politics, and find me at David Sussman on Twitter. And joining us from Las Vegas, that is really kind of, you know, they talk about New York being the epicenter as far as the numbers go, but with people getting sick. But as far as the economy and the economic impact, I think there's probably not going to be any greater example of how this is going to impact cities and states than the city of Las Vegas, Nevada. And to talk about all of this is Megan Barth. You can find her at ReaganBabe.com. She really has her finger on the pulse of what is going on in the great city of Las Vegas. She lives there. I used to live there. And Megan, I got to talk to you about something that you and I discussed when you came on my show on the podcast, Whiskey Politics. And that is pertaining to voter fraud or election integrity. And one of the most disturbing things that I've been seeing coming out of this is that in the last stimulus bill, that they wanted to change voting rules and everything. And now you've got a lawsuit, True the Vote, is suing Nevada on behalf of registered voters on this mail-in ballot situation. What is going on?
Yeah, this was huge breaking news today. And really, I want people to understand in the listening audience that this is not just a Nevada issue. It is a countrywide issue. Because if Nevada falls, the left will use these same tactics across every single red or blue state or red state or purple state. What we saw in the first or the last round, rather, of the funding bill, right? Where we found, you know, the Kennedy Center being funded to $25 million, Harvard getting a $9 million taxpayer kick, all of these goodies that...
NPR, yeah.
Yeah, all these goodies that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats stuck in. Well, they stuck in $2 billion into that initial bill in order to rewrite election laws. Now, let's keep in mind that the Democrats aren't rewriting these laws to help Republicans win. Okay? They are rewriting the laws in order to make sure that they basically have a complete system in place that no Republicans will ever get elected again.
Mm-hmm.
And what they demanded for $2 billion was ballot harvesting across the country, the elimination of basically absentee ballots by demanding mail-in ballots. And let me just expand on that point before I go on. There is a confusion, and a purposeful one. It's a conflation done by the Democrats that want you to believe that absentee ballots are the same as mail-in ballots. No, they are not. They are completely two separate ways to vote, okay? An absentee ballot requires the voter a lot of information. They have to turn in an ID. They have to, you know, sign. They might have to have a notary. They have to have an excuse. I mean, each state varies, but there are a lot of security measures implemented into getting an absentee ballot and casting an absentee ballot. Whereas in a mail-in ballot system, it's the wild, wild west. They're just taking whatever the voter rolls say and sending ballots to every single person on that voter roll. Now, what the Democrats are demanding in Nevada, because they sued Nevada last week, which our lawsuit is not related to that one, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But they sued, they want inactive voters to be sent ballots.
What?
So people that have not voted in the last two elections.
If you're inactive,
correct.
They're going to send you a ballot anyway.
Yes, that's what Democrats want. They don't want it just in Nevada. They want it in every single state. If they win Nevada, if the Democrats win in their lawsuit that they filed in state court, the chumps that they are, the True the Vote filed in federal court, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I don't play in the same sandbox as the Dems. So the Dems in their demands that was filed in Nevada, it was published by Breitbart, is demanding five things. Mail-in ballots for elections. No signature verification on ballots that are turned in. So you could basically write Mickey Mouse and your name is David Sussman and no one's going to check, or you could write an X, doesn't matter, because there's no longer going to be signature verification. So that basically eliminates absentee ballots. They want to make sure that ballots that are sent in postmarked after the date of the election get counted for at least 10 days. So they want to extend early voting to late voting. So basically it would be Nevada would have a 45-day voting period. And that's what they want across every single state. And then they want to reactivate, or not even reactivate, they want to send ballots to inactive voters. Now, inactive voters are voters by law that have not voted in the two last elections. And when that happens, the Secretary of State or the registrar sends you a card that says, hey, you haven't voted. Are you still where? Are you still who you say you are? Are you still where you live or whatever? When they go inactive, it means that the post office said, I can't deliver this card you sent out to this inactive voter. Here is this card back.
Hmm. And this was part and parcel of what they were starting with the stimulus, the first
correct.
Round.
It was all in there. That's why they wanted $2 billion. Everything that I just mentioned, they wanted basically in the stimulus package. And what they got, David, what's really disgusting, and I've talked to plenty of D.C. lawyers, and there's a reason why they have the reputation that they do, okay, as D.C. lawyers. The Republicans settled on giving a donation, basically, to the Democrat Party of $400 million, taxpayer dollars, to get out the vote and to quote-unquote promote mail-in balloting.
Okay, so two questions for you. One, why didn't the Republicans come out and lay this out for the American people? And number two, President Trump has a two-hour, let's call it the COVID show, every single day now. Why isn't he standing up and blasting Schumer and Pelosi for trying to sabotage, essentially, America's free, rightful elections?
Well, he's done a really good job. He's done actually a good job on Twitter. He's done, you know, he's talked about mail-in balloting. And, of course, the press always conflates it with absentee. He's come out against ballot harvesting. But I'll tell you what, this is the hill that we need to die on as Americans if we have a hill to fight, okay? Because this is what I've been fighting for 5 years. Now is our Alamo. And the reason I say that is because once they start changing voting laws and then removing all of the security measures to ensure that voters are who they say they are, even if it's by a signature verification they want to eliminate. And what we've uncovered in Nevada over my 5 years of muckraking here is that we have no less than 15,000 illegitimate ballots in Clark County alone. So all of those ballots would go out that are illegitimate. They would be harvested then. And guess what? All of those harvested ballots would just so happen to go to Democrats. You never find, the Democrats never find Republican ballots.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to go back to the
Orange County. Look what happened to Orange County, California.
Yeah.
We actually won Orange County, California on election night. The Republicans did.
Yeah.
But then 10 days later, 250,000 ballots came in over those 10 days. And oh, guess what? All those ballots went to Democrats, and that's how Nancy Pelosi got the gavel.
Yeah, it's absolutely correct. And I'm going to go back to last time I had you on my show in our last minute here real quickly, that you were telling me that the state of Nevada, President Trump lost the state of Nevada by, what, 25,000 votes? And you're saying
27,000.
That 27,000, and there's more fraudulent votes out there than that, right?
Yes, if I had a guess, because we did a data run on Clark County, Nevada, and we've come up with so far 15,000, but that does not include yet the amount of foreign nationals or illegal aliens on our voter rolls. And we gave them driver's licenses. And when you get a driver's license in Nevada now, you are automatically registered to vote. Thanks, Democrats, because that's exactly the process. Give illegal aliens driver's licenses under the auspices of safety, and then all of a sudden pass another law that it's automatic voter registration if you have a driver's license.
Yeah, yeah, fascinating. Megan Barth, tell everybody where they can find you again real quick, please.
ReaganBabe.com, at ReaganBabe on Twitter, TheReaganBabe on Instagram.
You're awesome, and I greatly appreciate you taking the time tonight. I don't know if you want to stick through the break and hang out a little bit more, but because there's so much going on in the world right now. But I got to tell you, you know, Megan has been on the front lines, and when she says she's been working on this for 5 years, she has. I mean, I've had her on my show a few times to talk about this going back a few years now as well, and she's definitely somebody everybody needs to check out at ReaganBabe.com. We'll be right back here after the break. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Dave Sussman back in the, we're going to finish up the second hour here with Megan Barth, Reagan Babe. You can find her at ReaganBabe.com because what we were just talking about in that previous segment, Megan, is absolutely horrific. That this ability for the Democrats to sabotage the stimulus package, which is going to businesses and individuals that essentially just need to put food on the table, and they want to reinvent the election game. And now you brought this to my attention earlier today. It's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show, is that the grassroots election integrity group True the Vote is now suing Nevada on behalf of registered voters in the state over Secretary of State of Nevada's plan to impose universal mail-in voting for the primary election on June the 9th. What the heck is going on there in Nevada, Megan?
Yeah, well, we are, like I said, ground zero for what the left wants. They want to make an example and have a precedent based on, you know, a supposed win that they will get. And so Catherine's group, True the Vote, it's a wonderful organization. I've known Catherine for years. And when I heard she was coming to Nevada, because they just sued New Mexico and won, the Democrats in New Mexico tried to do the same thing that they did here in Nevada, which was change the voting laws and go to an all-mail-in ballot. You cannot change the voting laws by judiciary fiat or executive fiat. You need to change the voting laws by legislative order. That is how every constitution is written, federally and, excuse me, statewide, or per state. A judiciary doesn't make voting laws, and a president doesn't make voting laws, or a governor, or a secretary of state. That's the executive branch. Mm-hmm. And so what they are trying to do, they tried for $2 billion, okay? They got $400 million. They're going to go back for that, the DNC, Nancy Pelosi. But in Nevada here, True the Vote, they sued New Mexico, and they won. True the Vote in New Mexico won their lawsuit. They filed an amicus brief, and they won. The judiciary, who was being asked by New Mexico Democrats to change the laws, said, no, it's not in the Constitution. And that was a liberal Supreme Court in New Mexico. Move on to Nevada. They did the same thing. The Secretary of State, who happens to be a Republican, changed the voting laws at the behest of our governor, Democrat Steve Sisolak. So Catherine's group came in, not with an amicus brief. She came in with a federal lawsuit. And she came in with a federal lawsuit that will be expedited, which means that this lawsuit will see the Supreme Court, just like Wisconsin, within 3 weeks. So the lawsuit was filed yesterday up in Reno. We have an Obama-appointed judge. However, she agreed to the expediting. The decision has to be made next week on the 29th. From there, we go to the Ninth Circuit on appeal. If we lose, if we win, the left will contest. We go to the Ninth Circuit. If we lose or we win, we still go on appeal to the Supreme Court.
So let's talk about the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court has, they have continually come down on this. They call it the Purcell Principle. I don't want to get into the weeds on all of this, but essentially the courts ordinarily should not alter election rules on the eve of an election. They're using COVID-19 as the excuse here. Does that stand? Do you think it will stand up in court?
No, because Wisconsin won, and what Wisconsin was trying to do was basically on the eve of the election, change the voting laws due to COVID, and they wanted an extra 10 days in Wisconsin to vote. And the Supreme Court's like, no, that's not how this works. You cannot find in the Constitution, in any statute, that says in case of a communist virus, or in case of a virus, or in case of an act of God, like, there's nothing that interferes with the legislature to do their job.
Yeah. What's the makeup?
The left is trying to use the courts.
This goes to the Nevada Supreme Court, right? What's the makeup of the...
No, this is in federal court. We aren't playing... Catherine is not playing in state court.
Oh.
She bypassed state court, went straight to federal, and then Jim Bopp is the attorney on this case. Google Jim Bopp, B-O-P-P. He runs his little firm there in Terre Haute, Indiana. He's not a D.C. lawyer, but he's been to the Supreme Court dozens of times. He won Citizens United. He was the legal mind behind the legal theory that won George Bush the election against Al Gore. He is a constitutional lawyer, and he is a conservative activist, and he understands the law.
So if it goes to the Supreme Court, this won't be heard until next year, though.
Everything is on expedite. If you look at Wisconsin, and what happened, that Supreme Court decision was made within, I think it was 3 weeks. There is a way, if you file in federal, you can expedite that by amending to the complaint or the lawsuit. It is called, your little thing is in the way here. The expedited trial. It's basically a motion to expedite.
Okay. So can I ask a question based upon what you understand? Because the Republicans sued in New Mexico, and they, as you just stated, they won in New Mexico, but that went through the SCOTUS of New Mexico. Why are they not doing that in Nevada?
Well, okay, so let me just back up. In New Mexico, the Republicans retained Jim Bob and Catherine of True the Vote.
Catherine Engelbrecht.
To file an amicus brief. It was not a lawsuit. They, within that amicus brief, they threatened that they would follow with a federal lawsuit if the judge or the Supreme Court in New Mexico decided against them. The Supreme Court didn't want to die on that hill. They granted the amicus brief and held off the Democrat activists from changing voting laws. In Nevada, no amicus brief was filed. An immediate federal lawsuit was filed yesterday against the Secretary of State of Nevada, including the county registrar up there in the Capitol. And we are holding that the argument is that they violated constitutional and state constitutional law.
What precedent will this set nationwide, do you think, either
it
way?
It will be a huge, huge precedent. That is what we're going for. All of these jerry-rigging of elections saying, oh, we need all mail-in ballots because maybe in 6 months people will be afraid to go to the polls and they'll get sick and, you know, maybe someone will get sick in 7 months or 6 months or whatever it is. That all goes out the window. The argument is moot. The argument comes down to whether or not the state has the right to change voting laws through an executive or judiciary decision. Mm-hmm. That is not the case ever. And so what we are doing is going with the dilution of vote argument. I'm not going to get in the weeds, but basically if we win in Nevada, the left won't be able to hijack the other states that are in their sights to hijack. If the left wins in Nevada, it's not good.
How much of we know what Vegas is. Nevada is a red state with a very blue Clark County, which unfortunately is like Los Angeles and San Francisco and California. California is a fairly red state. It's just the population center is a very deep blue. How much of that is controlled in the state, or I should say Clark County, in our last 3 minutes here? How much of that is controlled by the SEIU and new unions?
It's a majority. So the SEIU and the Culinary Union 226 and then a couple random 501c3s that are, of course, Soros-funded by the Open Society Foundation have very strong lobbying efforts in the Capitol, and they basically rule through fear. The legislature that was ushered in the Nevada are basically union organizers. They're all women. Union organizers or union lawyers. And so they have an extraordinary amount of power here, but they also use that power in a corrupt way. And there are going to have to be more lawsuits and sunlight. Sunlight. Mm. This will not be the first lawsuit filed federally in Nevada. There will be another lawsuit filed federally against the DNC for entering Clark County and trying to manipulate how people vote. And then there will probably be another lawsuit to clean up the voter rolls.
Do you think that will happen? I mean, that's a cleaning up the voter rolls in Nevada. That sounds like fairyland, no?
No, I actually think that when you find the right counsel, that amazing things can be done.
Okay.
Because I've had plenty of lawyers from D.C. that have told me, well, these are Republican lawyers. You know, they hold a lot of power. They're in the right places. They're telling me, who's a lawyer, that mail-in ballots are good for Nevada. So I said, okay, well, why don't you ask your buddies in D.C., your lawyer buddies? I said, why don't you ask them if mail-in ballots are good for Arizona? Why don't you ask them if mail-in ballots is good for Texas? Why don't you ask them if mail-in ballots are good for Florida or good for Georgia? Because that's exactly what will happen if the left wins in their lawsuit against Nevada. It will be an unstoppable, uncontested freight train to pick off red states from here to New York, across the country.
Megan, in our last minute here, really 30 seconds, tell me what you think the economic impact of COVID-19 is going to have on the state of Nevada and Las Vegas and how that portends for the election 2020.
Well, we have a lot of people that are really, you know, excuse the expression, but peed off, you know. I don't know if I can use that word. But and so that's always good because it harkens back to how the Tea Party actually overthrew the Democrats in the 2010 and 2012 midterms in general. So I think what this could do is actually spur people to get off their couch and to vote with their pocketbook.
Nice.
And what? Yeah. And so I think once people can get off their couch, they're really angry, and they're going to come after people like Sisolak, and they're going to come after people like Newsom.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're a Republican, Independent, or Democrat.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, right now, stop doing what you're doing and go and find ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barth, she's on the front lines. She's got a lot of really exciting news coming up in the next few months as well. We can't share that tonight. But, Megan, I look forward to talking with you real soon. Thanks so much for joining me. And we'll be back for the third and final hour here at Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman. Don't go away.